Welcome to MarketSnap's comprehensive analysis for Raycor Systems. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and dig into some intriguing opportunities, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Raycor Systems, a company that might not be on everyone's radar yet, but has some interesting things going on. We'll cover everything from a company overview to financials, earnings, valuation, performance, a detailed SWOT analysis, and wrap it up with a long-term outlook. So grab a coffee, let's break this down together, and see if Raycor Systems deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, let's get to know Raycor Systems a bit better. This company operates in the technology space, specifically focusing on intelligent infrastructure solutions. Think AI-driven traffic management, public safety, and vehicle recognition systems. They're part of the broader software and tech services industry within the technology sector, aiming to revolutionize how data is used for urban mobility and security. With a decent market cap and a growing presence, Raycor is positioning itself as a player in a niche but critical market. Their solutions are used by governments and businesses alike, which gives them a unique angle in a world increasingly reliant on smart tech. Now, let's touch on some recent developments. Based on the latest news snippets, Raycor has been making waves with new contracts and partnerships, particularly in the public safety and traffic data space. There's buzz around their innovative tech being adopted in new regions, which could be a game changer for revenue streams. However, there's also some criticism floating around about execution risks and whether they can scale effectively without burning through cash too quickly. These are the kinds of trends that could sway the stock in the short term, but we'll dig deeper into what they mean for the long haul as we go. Let's talk performance for a moment. Over the past few weeks and months, Raycor's stock has shown some volatility. Short-term performance over the last month indicates a mixed bag, with fluctuations that seem tied to broader tech sector sentiment and specific company announcements. Looking at a longer horizon, like the past year, there's been some growth, though it's not exactly setting the world on fire compared to industry peers. Over a 5-year span, the trajectory shows promise, but also highlights the challenges of a smaller player in a competitive space. When we stack Raycor up against its industry and sector averages, it's clear they're not the top dog yet, but there's potential if they can capitalize on their niche. Moving into the financials, let's peel back the layers of Raycor's income statement, balance sheet, and cash flow statements to see what's really going on under the hood. Starting with revenue, the numbers show steady growth over recent years, which is a good sign for a tech company in expansion mode. This uptick seems tied to their push into new markets and product offerings. Gross profit margins are holding up decently, suggesting they're managing costs on the production side, but net income is a different story. Losses are still a theme here, with negative figures reflecting heavy investment in growth and possibly some operational inefficiencies. Earnings per share, both basic and diluted, mirror this struggle, showing the company isn't yet in the black. On the balance sheet side, Raycor's cash and cash equivalents look sufficient for near-term needs, but total liabilities are something to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which raises a flag for long-term investors like us who prioritize stability. Too much debt can weigh down a company if revenue doesn't ramp up fast enough to cover interest payments. Total assets are growing, though, which aligns with their CapEx and innovation focus. Speaking of cash flow, operating cash flow is still negative in recent periods, a common issue for growth stage tech firms. But free cash flow trends suggest they're burning through cash to fuel expansion. Investments in property and equipment are notable, likely tied to scaling their tech infrastructure. Financing activities show they've been raising capital, which is good for liquidity, but dilutes shareholders over time. Let's pivot to earnings analysis. Based on the latest earnings call transcripts, management is optimistic about their pipeline of contracts and the adoption of their AI-driven solutions. They've highlighted growth in specific product segments, particularly in vehicle recognition tech, which is driving a chunk of their revenue. Geographically, there's a strong focus on North America, but they're eyeing expansion into other regions, which could diversify their income streams. However, they've also acknowledged challenges like supply chain hiccups and the need to manage operating expenses more tightly. For us long-term investors, this paints a picture of a company with big ideas, but a bumpy road to profitability. The key will be whether they can turn these contracts into consistent cash flow without overextending themselves. Now, let's tackle valuation. Wrecker's price-to-earnings ratio isn't the most relevant metric right now, since they're not profitable, so let's focus on their price-to-sales ratio instead. Compared to industry averages, it's on the higher end, suggesting the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts seem to expect improvement in earnings over the next few years, with a forward PE that's more reasonable but still reflects optimism. The range between high and low estimates shows some uncertainty, though, so we need to temper expectations. Metrics like enterprise value also hint at a premium valuation for a company of this size. For long-term investors, this means you're paying up for potential, not current results. If Wrecker delivers on growth, this could look like a bargain down the line, but there's risk if they stumble. All right, let's get into the SWOT analysis section, where we break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Wrecker Systems. This is a crucial part of understanding where they stand and what could drive or derail their future. Strengths: innovative technology. Wrecker's AI and machine learning solutions for traffic and public safety are cutting edge, giving them a competitive edge in a niche but growing market. Strategic contracts. Recent partnerships and government contracts provide a solid revenue base and validate their tech in real-world applications. Sector tailwinds. Being in the tech sector, especially in intelligent infrastructure, aligns them with broader trends towards smart cities and data-driven decision-making. Growing revenue. Consistent top-line growth shows they're gaining traction, even if profitability remains elusive for now. Weaknesses. Lack of profitability, persistent net losses, and negative EPS highlight operational challenges and raise questions about sustainable growth. High debt levels. An elevated debt-to-equity ratio could strain finances if revenue growth slows or interest rates climb. Cash burn. Negative operating and free cash flow indicate they're spending heavily to grow, which isn't ideal for risk-averse investors. Execution risks. Scaling operations while maintaining quality and managing costs remains a hurdle, as noted in recent critiques. Opportunities. Market expansion. Geographic diversification and new product segments offer significant growth potential if executed well. Smart city trends. Increasing global investment in urban infrastructure and public safety tech plays directly into Wrecker's wheelhouse. Partnership potential. Collaborations with larger tech firms or additional government contracts could accelerate growth and credibility. Innovation pipeline. Continued investment in R&D could yield new solutions that further differentiate them from competitors. Threats. Competitive pressure. The tech space is crowded, and larger players with deeper pockets could outmaneuver Wrecker in key markets. Economic sensitivity. Budget constraints in government spending, a key customer base, could impact contract wins during downturns. Regulatory risks. Operating in public safety and data means navigating complex privacy and compliance issues that could slow expansion. Market volatility. As a smaller player, Wrecker's stock is prone to sharp swings based on sentiment, news, or broader tech sector trends. Stepping back from the SWOT, let's tie all this together with a long-term perspective. Wrecker Systems is a fascinating case. On one hand, they've got a compelling story, innovative tech, growing revenue, and a foothold in a future-focused industry. On the other hand, the financials scream caution with ongoing losses, high debt, and cash burn. For us long-term investors, this is a high-risk, high-reward play. If they can turn the corner on profitability and manage their balance sheet, there's real upside here, especially with the tailwinds of smart infrastructure. But if they trip up on execution or get squeezed by competition, it could be a rough ride. In the short to medium term, keep an eye on their contract announcements and any progress on cost control from earnings calls. Those will likely drive sentiment and price action. For the long haul, it's about whether Wrecker can scale into a profitable leader in their niche without over-leveraging themselves. My take? It's worth watching, but I'd be cautious about jumping in with both feet until we see more consistent bottom-line results. That's it for today's deep dive into Wrecker Systems. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. At MarketSnap, we've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out our platform for the full SWOT breakdown and other resources to keep your investment game sharp. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Recore's potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.